January 11th.
Juvenile Nahimana and his family are recent arrivals from Burundi. Speaking through a translator, he told the story of the family's recent tragedy, the death of a baby. While the family was still in mourning, Buffalo police came to his home, responding to a claim that the baby had been buried in the backyard. That was proven false, but Nahimana claims no translator was ever sought during the call. Under the police department's language access plan, introduced last year, officers carry cards listing dozens of different languages and can access a telephone translator service. Attorney Lisa Strand advocates for families, including newer arrivals to Buffalo.
It's very simple to get an interpreter. It's dial an interpreter. I dial a number, ask for the language, and they hook me up with an interpreter who speaks that language.
Police Captain Steve Nichols says there is room for improvement, but simply identifying a language off a card is not as simple as one might think.
Especially the Asian countries, a country the size of Burma has 39 different dialects. So it can be very difficult to find the right interpreter. But the county does a real good job through the language access line. They use a company called Voyance right now, which is very good at finding the right interpreter.
Common council members who heard concerns last week from the immigrant community do not necessarily fault the police. Council President Darius Pridgen says City Hall needs to get more involved.
We have to have that conversation and not run away from it, because the one thing we're not seeing is a decrease in the amount of new Americans coming to Buffalo.
Pridgen submitted a resolution calling for creation of a language access task force to help smooth out any issues. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.